The weekly conversations with Maitreya is open to everyone. You can raise your hand and ask your questions. Please keep your questions on topic, mission of Maitreya, eternal divine path. We ask everyone to go to our website and learn the teaching first, so your questions will be on topic. Be articulate and keep your questions in the spirit of learning and inquiry. Be a seeker and empty the cup of your previous knowing for the new wine of God. Keep the questions in the highest level. Ask about the teachings and be mindful that you are holding the energy at its highest. Questions will be taken in text also, but only one at a time. Treat the room as being in our cyber church and hearing a lecture. Please listen to the complete answer to your last question before typing another question. If you would like to listen to his, Maitreya's previous lectures, sat songs, we already have them running 24 hours a day in the room Discourses by Maitreya, God's Words Continuously. Religious Group Section. Shalom and welcome to everyone.
Hello everybody, welcome to our room. Let us concentrate on this new revelation of God together. We are here to discuss the revelation from the mission of Maitreya that claims that it is opened the seven seals and revealed the book which was hidden from even great prophets like Daniel and others, and they have been instructed not to tell humanity about it until the seventh angel will come and open it to humanity. Therefore, it is the responsibility and obligation of every person to go to our website, to read our materials and literatures, come to our rooms, listen to explanation that has been given, search, seek, and the door will be open to you, and you will see the truth clearly that indeed God exists and we have to glorify Him, that He has created this creation that every unit consciousness may have a goal and understanding that they are not alone, they are connected to the whole universe, they are a part of the body of God, and there is no separation between any part of God and any other. And therefore, any idea, any religion, any belief, any philosophy, anything that separates any part of the universe from other part is not from the Spirit of God. With this basic understanding, then the question will come to us very clearly, then why the religions on earth are so separated and we are still killing each other and destroying one another, because we do not feel that others are the same as us, or there is a separation between man and man, and they have been at distracting and killing one another for the last 6,000 years. Now this revelation tells them, look, when the universe went out of balance and into chaos, the ego evolves and every ego thinks it's God. Of course, it's not surprising, because it has come from God. And since it has come from God, that memory is there that they have been God, a part of it. But they don't remember that they were a part of a collective God. They were a part of the whole. Not as a separate ego, as I am God, but this other person beside me is not. If they are awakening that memory and understanding, yes indeed, I am God, but so is that person beside me and everybody else, therefore my salvation is impossible without the the salvation of the man who has seen fit beside me. Therefore, no one is God in isolation. No man is an island. We are connected to each other with the Spirit of God, and we are a part of Him, and He is a part of us. Indeed, we and Him are one already, but not in a sense as a separate ego. The only time that a person can say, "I am God," when that little I and the universal I are the same. There is no separation. You as a separate God will create suffering for yourself and others because you violate the very basic law of the universe that there is no separation in the body of God. Now, of course, the religions of the world also are united, and this revelation clearly says there is only one God. There is not 2, 3, 4, 5, 7, that's seven revelations. The reason we are separated, of course, we do not understand the whole plan of God, which will not be revealed to humanity until this revelation. And second, every religion have been affected with dogmas, beliefs, man-made ideas and understanding. And if humanity recognized that indeed we cannot be separated from one another, therefore any dogmas, any understanding, anything that I think my religion relates to and it appeals to my ego is not from God. It is man-made. It is man-made or misinterpreted because the seventh revelation wasn't revealed and they were trying to interpret a partial truth. When you have partial facts, you cannot completely draw the correct conclusion. Now you have the whole fact. Humanity now has the whole truth, whole plan of God. Therefore, now if you study your teachings and get rid of your dogmas and your ego and see the unity of all universe, and there cannot be a separation. The moment somebody said our religion is better than the other one, we are the only way, we have the last word, everybody should listen to us. When they don't have the last word, we are the only chosen people, everybody else goes to hell, or no, don't worry about any other revelation, just meditate and become a drop and fall into the ocean, you don't have to worry about anybody else. This all we can see are lacking that fundamental truth that God is one. God is unifying force. Therefore, God has sent this revelation to humanity clearly, with clear sign that it explains how all the religions of the world are united. If we can make 144,000 see this truthfully and clearly, and these 144,000 become absolutely dedicated to this idea and this revelation and reach to humanity in every level, they could, we can bring humanity to this understanding that they cannot go on and kill each other. When you kill someone, you kill yourself. That is the law. When you murder, you are murdered yourself. It is something will die in you. So humanity has to realize that they have to see each other and as a part of God, as a piece that is separated in the illusion of separation from God, but really nobody is separated from God. Everybody is a part of Him. It is then that human can say, yes, indeed, I am God, because I am a part of the whole. Not as I am God, but nobody else is. Therefore, the next time somebody say, I'm God, you should ask them, so everybody else and the whole universe. So now, God says, 12,000 years ago, I closed the spiritual eye of man and made them two eyes that the only thing they see is the external world. And they take this external world as the truth. And therefore they are being lost in the believing that this external world is the only truth that is. But now, in this revelation, God says, then after 6,000 years, I choose Abraham, promised him that he's then going to have two sons. He gave them promises, and he fulfilled them. He said there is going to be seven revelations. There is. And now all of them put together as this revelation to humanity. Therefore, God exists. God truly exists, and also many people don't feel Him. And they put God out of everything these days. Now we know that indeed God is in control, and we have to recognize and realize that. Therefore, we encourage everybody to go to our website, listen to the tapes, listen to the videos, read the material, download sad songs and conversations. And this room, of course, is the room that called Conversation with Me, and it opens every week this in Saturday at 10 o'clock. Of course, we will not have it next week we're not gonna be any conversation, but we will start again the week after. But we encourage everybody, go to our website. You always can see the website URL at the top of the page, and we encourage you go first and read about our teaching, and then come here and let us talk about it. Let us talk about this revelation. Let bring your questions here. Let us discuss how this division can be unified. I see many people come to our rooms, especially the room all religions unified. And they say it's impossible. It's impossible to unify all religion. But it is not impossible for God, because God wanted this way. It happened this way. And if we understand this teaching, we can see, yes, it can be unified, because it explains how it is unified already. So, if you don't believe that religions can be unified, then go to our website, see how it is. If you think that you can separate man from man, you can't, because God is everything. It's impossible to do that. There's a question, Zirak is asking, what does Maitreya mean? Maitreya means the compassionate, the friend. It is the fifth Buddha expected by Buddhists to come after 2500 years after Buddha, and of course that is the name has been given to me, that is one of the names, and we claim that prophecy is fulfilled for the Buddhist, and also the prophecy of coming of a revealer that unifies all religions of the world and bring the peace to humanity is been prophesied in every religion on earth. And if you go to our website and look at the prophecies, you can see there is no religion or discipline or revelation that its prophecies has not fulfilled, or probably two negatives, that all the prophecies are fulfilled. So the website really is the place everybody should start, because it has included everything you need to know about this mission, this revelation. Who is Maitreya? It's there. Who is Messiah? Sure Zorak. And if you go there in that website, you can spend there years to understand the depth of this revelation. And it will, if you are called for this mission, you have no choice. By author indeed, God has sent this revelation to man, and this is really the last revelation of God, not Islam. Islam is the fourth seal, and no other person can claim to have the last revelation but the one who opens the seven seals and reveals the book sealed with the seventh seal, because that is when the mystery of God will be finished. Mystery of God did not finish with Islam. Mystery, he did not unify Christianity and Judaism and Buddhism and Hinduism. Indeed, the Sufism are almost shunned in Islam, because they have direct experience with God, and that is mystical path, and they do not include mystical path because they don't understand it. But in this revelation, we understand the mystical path. Indeed, we are encouraging everybody have a direct experience with God. Encourage everybody to meditate, to concentrate, to contemplate, to gaze at the greatest sign, dance with the Hari Om Sharihan, and whatever else that mission is given, as it attracts you to do it. Of course, some people have a hard time to sit down and meditate, formal meditation with the cross leg or sitting on the chair. They like to go for a ride. They like to go to the mountain. They like to go fishing. They like to garden. Whatever helps you remember the word, remember the Hari Om Sharihan, Om Nam Kevalam mantra. That is a very, very powerful mantra, because we give initiation. Don't dismiss that the Harsh mantra is very powerful mantra, and if you follow the instruction, you will realize God. Then the initiation is for those that who are really, truly accepting the mission, and they have no doubt about the validity and truth in it, and trust whatever we say completely, and there is no question arising in their mind at all, because they are so dedicated to the mission. Therefore, believe in Hari Om Sharihan mantra. It is a very powerful mantra, and it will lead you to God. I think there is a question. It says, what do you believe will be the outcome of the so-called war on terrorism in terms of its political consequences, increase in militancy, etc.? Well, these are a war of egos, against egos. It is culture against culture. We are mixing together. Actually, one of the prophecies that I heard when I was growing up was, at the end time, the cities will become closer. Of course, the people who were telling me about that prophecy, they thought somehow Earth shrinks in size and so the cities become closer. But in truth, we know what happened now, that cities shrink because there is a communication increase and ability, and we can go to the other side of the earth in probably 16 hours. Or right now, you all from all around the world, and we can talk to you through the internet and computer. So when the cities become closer, of course, the clash of the cultures and ideas and religions become intense. And every man and woman in the world want to change everybody else into their own belief. Everybody, Muslim wants everybody to become Muslims. Christian wants everybody to become Christian. And so on and so forth. And Jews want the Messiah comes and tell them, you are the chosen one, and give the kingdom to them, so they can rule the world. So we can see there is a lot of dogmas and misunderstanding going on earth. It is only our teaching that can tell all of them that, look, your revelation is fantastic. It is from God, but your revelation is a part of a greater truth, which is the eternal divine path. It is a path you can come together and follow. Now, let's see. Are they all become Christians, or Jews and Hindus, or Buddhists, or Islam, Muslim? If they didn't, will they kill 5 billion people so they can have the earth to themselves? Humanity has reached a point when somebody is tortured, there's an outcry that this is not human. So we don't want to kill 5 billion people. I don't think anybody wants that. But each of them will struggle to dominate the other people. We are the only revelation says no domination. You have to get together, live in the communities of life, learn how to sacrifice, how to then submit to God, and use your ability for God's way to create an environment that everybody can meditate and progress physically, mentally, and spiritually, and all men and women and children are equal. We have to create an earth that equity and respect and understanding is understood with every man and woman, and there is no feeling on us and them. That's why this mission is not a cult. We don't have the feeling of us and them. We are saying us, everybody included. So the consequence of what they are doing is tribulation, destruction, and that is being prophesied before in the scripture. At the end time, after the seventh seal is open, actually after the coming of any revelation, there is an upheaval, because there is a period of the evolutionary process after that starts happening. And evolution sometimes takes, you know, some violence before it go to the next step, just like dinosaurs. They had to die out. that there had to be a violent period before they eventually evolved to the mammals and all that. But now we are going to next step in human evolution, that they understand these things clearly. It's not only my ideas anymore, but it is now your ideas. You would not separate any man from any man, any woman from any woman. There is no struggle between sexes. There is no struggle between religions. Each of them have been created for a specific purpose and reason, and all of them are necessary to create an environment that everybody has to progress and reach full consciousness. And that's the goal. You are born here to learn, to meditate, to know thyself, and connect to God and become one. You're not here to listen to the preacher. You're not here to listen to the mullah. You're not here to listen to the rabbi. You're not here to listen to the Brahmins. You are here to go to God. Those all are in your way. If even I connect you to myself, I am in your way. Anybody connects you to themselves are in your way. A goal of the life is to become divine. Therefore, if we understand that, all the preachers, all the mullahs, all the rabbis, and all the Brahmins are out of the picture. You and God. No mediator. Not even the hierarchies or brotherhoods or nothing. You have the ability to connect to God completely. So, this is the revelation of freedom. It's the revelation of healing the earth. Yeah, we don't heal an individual, because we know if we heal the individual, then they will go and their estate will be more than before. So we can see that is the healing comes. Healing comes from understanding these truths and eliminating all the dogmas and the barriers that has been created by man in your way to God. And the more you connect to God and I connect to God, we become one, and we understand that the only thing left for us is to bring the kingdom of God on earth and work together and help one another, so this kingdom will manifest itself on earth, and eventually these words become a common word in every corner and in every street and in the mouth of every man and woman, and they go toward becoming it. Just not the word, but indeed we are all a part of God. And the more we create the people to understand we are a part of God, the more God we will have on earth. But that's what, as we have people who think they are God, but they separate themselves from the body, they are not really in God. They are not really God, but they are in ego trip. And ego is very subtle. Ego takes the truth and distorts it to appeal to an individual, you know, self-gratification. You know, instead of become humble as a part of a greater body in the universe. So let's heal the earth. Let's heal the humanity. Let's reach every one of them. Encourage them to see this truth. Of course, they're not ready. Of course, they're not blind to see they are not ready. They're still separating one another from each other. And they do not want to hear this truth, and they don't believe that the religion can be unified. Then God said they can, and He has done it. Dialectics is asking, I have a friend who is follower of Mehbaba. and he once asked me if you have any view of him and the breaking of his silence, if you are familiar with that concept. I have heard about Meher Baba, and I know a couple of words, beautiful words that he uttered, and he seems to be a very realized person, and a person that came for those who followed him for that period of time, that he needed, they needed somebody to talk to him. But I'm not familiar with breaking of his silence. If you want to explain to us what that concept is, if you want to take the mic, go ahead.
Yes, my understanding of it, I'm not a follower of Meher Baba myself, but I read quite a bit of his literature. Basically, he did not speak for approximately 40 years, and what he said is that when he broke his silence, that the world would come to know that he was the one whom the world had been waiting for. And he basically died without ever having spoken. And so there's been a lot of speculation since his death as to when or if he will ever break his silence. And there have been several individuals who have claimed to be the manifestations of the breaking of Meher Baba's silence. And they've attracted varying degrees of following. So it's a concept, basically, you know, and for those 40 years or so, he didn't speak at all. He used kind of sign language to communicate with people. So he's a very interesting guy, kind of a bit, he was a Zoroastrian from Iranian background, but he was from India, and he was raised a Parsi or a Zartushti, a Zoroastrian.
That's interesting. I didn't know all this information. That's interesting. And, of course, the first questions you can ask yourself, first of all, let me explain. A lot of people realize a lot of wonderful things, and they come and they truly believe that they are the expected one that everybody is waiting for. And they, of course, have some powers or some abilities and wonderful teachings. And but the truth is that God will not leave any doubt of who that expected one is. So the first question you can ask the followers of Meher Baba is, did he open the seven seals? Did he open the book was sealed with the seven seal? What prophecies did he fulfill? Was he the lion of the tribe of the Judah who is supposed to open that book and no one else can? Did he fulfill the prophecies of all religions, and he showed how the kingdom of God can come to earth? There are a lot of people there out there that they believe, and sincerely, I have no problem with their sincerity. I have no objection to that. I'm sure he was sincere and he truly believed what he said. But if you go to our website and read our teaching and understand how God made this so unique, made this revelation so impossible to duplicate, and no man can bring all these truth and wonderful revelation and prophecies and genealogy and all them together, then you have to ask to see anybody else really fulfill all this. His Meher Baba, who claimed to be his breaking of his silence. Where is in the scripture says that? where is in the word of God says there is a man is going to come and he stays silent for 40 years and claim to be the major manifestation and die, and then other people are going to come and claim to be the ones who are breaking his silence. So God gave us a yardstick to measure things against, and that's his words, that's his scripture. Even if I say something which is not scriptural, you should not accept it. And this is right there, where in any scripture says that a man come with his Zoroastrian background from Parsi community in India, and then he keeps silence for 40 years. Of course, I'm not surprised that he kept silence for 40 years, because that is a practice that is very popular in India, and many many sadhus and rishis and mahatmas and gurus, they keep silence for a long period of time or whole their life, and they do not talk. And there is a good reason for it. Talking is, especially when it's idle talk, it is from the second chakra. And when the people sit and talk about idle talks, at the end, none of them really benefited from it. And they separate, actually they hate each other even more than before. They like to talk at that time, but they do not accomplish anything great. That's why satsang is different than idle talk. Satsang is on God, based on the spirit and revelations and God and his word and all that. Actually, some people come here in the room and sometimes they want to bring the discussion to the idle talk instead of godly talk, and we have to pull the energy up back to the higher chakras. So the whole idea was silence is gold, and that practice is being practiced in India for a long time, and some people eventually express, like everything else in religion, they expressed it longer and longer and longer, and eventually it became years of silence. I don't know how good it is. It's good to be silent, but it's good also to talk when you have something to say. Of course, that silence is not only practiced in India, it also practiced in Christianity and other religion. Some monks in some branches, they would stay silent and they would not talk for years. And they would eat and they work. And as I said, they would probably communicate with the signs and all that. But the question, these are the questions that people who follow Meher Baba should ask themselves. Where is in the scripture God says such a thing is going to happen? Did he open the seven seals? Did he reveal the book sealed with the seven seal and explain God's plan from the beginning of the creation to the end of coming of his kingdom and the salvation of man? Did he accomplish all those things? Did he fulfill all the prophets from all religions? Was he from the genealogy of King David? And probably genealogy of the Chinese dynasty too. So this is a question you have to let them know and ask themselves. If they have all the answers, then come to me. Then discuss to see what else we can come up that make my claim more credible than his. Or maybe his claim is more credible than mine. Then we all go and follow Meher Baba and become his disciple. If he really is the chosen one, I want to follow the chosen one. I want to follow the last word of God. Because He is the one who has all the answers. And if I follow anybody else or anything else, it is not perfect, it is not complete. So these are the questions not only people following their Baba have to ask themselves. Also, every other person on earth follows anything, they should ask themselves, is the things I'm following really fulfills the word of God, upcoming of His last revelation, which reveals the whole mystery of God? So tell him, that person that who follows the Meher Baba, ask himself these questions, and I'd like to hear the answers. If you come back and tell us, did he or she find all the answers for these questions? If that person cannot answer even one of those questions, then he or she should be very sincere and serious about his belief and the base of what he puts his salvation and understanding on. So that's why we encourage everybody to see these things clearly. And it is a call to every man and woman on earth to come and see, yes indeed, our claim is not an empty claim, it's not based on Hinduism or Parsis or Christianity or Judaism or Islam. It is an independent, all-inclusive, based on the Word of God and His revelations and prophecies that should help anybody make their mind completely to understand that, yes, God has been saying this thing, God prophesied, God said He's going to send this revelation, and He sealed it and did not reveal, not even to His great prophets, what is going to happen at the end time. And now we are at that end time. Now we are seeing that indeed the tribulation and destruction is coming to man. It is time for the children of God come together, create communities of light, an environment that they can cut themselves off from that external world, not to create a cult or anything, but everybody do it wherever they are, at the same time be connected together, and we eventually create the facilitating body and the hierarchy from all corners of the earth. And then humanity reached the point and said, we don't know, we tried everything, it's not working. We killed million people, still there are other people, they do not believe us, and they do not become what we want them to become. We had war for years and destruction and everything, it is not working. Then we can tell them, look, here's an alternative. We have a system, we have a way, we have a revelation that unifies all of them together, and it works. That's what's fantastic about the communities of light and this revelation, it works. Then they might come together and say, yes, we gave up. Christianity is not the only way. Islam doesn't have the last word. Jews not the only chosen people. We cannot just go by ourselves to God, but create the communities of light and bring the kingdom on earth. God is indeed wonderful and glorious, and has to be glorified, because the moment we concentrate on ourselves and this external world, we are taking our eyes from the light at the end of the tunnel, and we will fall into darkness. God is the light at the end of the tunnel. If we concentrate on Him all the time, we eventually get out of the darkness and the cave or the whatever you are, and we go to the light. So that's why God has to be glorified. God has to be considered in every situation, in every decision, in every level of human existence. Now, of course, we put God out in every level of human existence. And see what we have made on this earth. It's a mess. But if we bring Him back, we understand this revelation, that He said it's going to come at end time, we will know it is the end time. This is the time that humanity have to go to a new level of consciousness and understanding and overcome their ego and self-centeredness and selfishness and let God come through them and they become an instrument and eventually experience the unity between them and God, and that experience takes them from dogma, from the religion, from the preachers and those who are in the way. Then they become a wonderful beings in the communities, and they become a source of light for everybody around them. Not by domination, not by forcing yourself on them, but by your love and light and understanding of God. We will have these points of light all over the earth, in every community, and as we make more people who experience God directly, the religion will die out gradually. At this time we have religions, yes indeed we do, and they are full of dogmas, as we understanding, but it appears to the ego. I am better than everybody else because I believe in this set of ego. I mean, dogmas. That's pretty powerful stuff for the ego. I can kill anybody else who is not following me or my religion. They're no good. They're going to go out to hell. But how can you think like that after you realize God is everything? But this doesn't appeal to the ego. This appeals to the realized and high souls, that they want to see that the unity between themselves and God, and absolutely shatter every conceivable narrowness of the mind or ego trip or anything that keeps them from experiencing that unity. Then when you experience, you do not exist. You simply are not there. Only God is there. Just like that Christian saints say, I die in Christ every day. The more Christ is in me, the less I exist. And that's the goal. That is the direction that this mission is trying to take humanity. Have a direct experience with God. Of course, you don't have to have a direct experience with God first and then create the communities of light. You can do it spontaneously. It's an all around, you know, work. You go toward creation of communities of light. In the communities of light, little by little, your ego will be dissolved, and eventually one day in your meditation, or not even in meditation, you're sitting somewhere, you experience that oneness. And that is the time you are baptized. Indeed, that is the baptism with the Spirit. Not with water, but with the spirit of oneness with God. And that is the longing has to be in every heart and has to be taught in every child, to every child, that is their goal. Their goal is not to make a lot of money. Their goal is not to become a doctor or a professor or a lawyer or this or that, but be baptized with the Holy Spirit, with God. So we can see even our educational system is upside down. You go to new educational system, they do not teach you that. Just kidding, asking Salum Maitreya. Salum, just kidding. There are still a lot of people without internet access. How will they hear about your revelation? You are my hands and revealer. You have internet, you heard it. You know the teachings, and I'm sure you will know even more as the time goes by. You are the person reaches to your community, to your friends, to your family, to everybody that wants to know about this teaching in a greater degree. And little by little, of course, we can have communities of light all over the world. We will have a facilitating body. There will be those that eventually will dedicate their life to become spiritual teachers of the mission, and they will travel and go places and will try to create the communities of light everywhere and all over the earth. So this is just the scratching the surface. But thinking you might want to make world tours. Sure. If I'm provided with the facilities to go to different places on earth and reach the point that it's felt correct to do it, and it will help people, I will do it. Sure. I have no problem with that at all. How about we make you the head of the world tour for Maitreya committee or something? But first we have to get this message to more people so we can create an environment so when I reach to them, we can reach many, many people at the same time. And also, I like to see we have more spiritual teachers, those who have understood this teaching pretty in a greater degree, so actually they can travel and have tours all over the world all the time. But if we create a world tour for me, and it feels that that will help the spread of this mission, sure, I'm to open to everybody, everything. Media interview, talk shows, anything that will help. But this truth is so vast and incredible, and some talk shows don't wanna hear it. Some interviewer don't like it. Yeah, we had an interview with the with some people in the Christian background, and when we send the answer, he's not publishing it because it's not too much truth. He says too much. He didn't expect to receive answers the way it was given to him. It doesn't appeal to his readers, I suppose. So it's just he just keep giving us excuses why he's not publishing that interview. Harinama is asking, what is the goal of life? The goal of the life is to become divine. That divinity, God, is everything. Hari Om Shri Hung Om Nam Kevalam. the goal of the life is to become divine or become divine, that divinity, God, is everything. And let me answer this PM first. Alright. So, if we understand that the goal of life is to become divine, we not only we become divine ourselves, we also teach our children, our whole school system, the whole government, the whole community, the whole earth will be based in that goal. The goal of the governmental system, the goal of the humanity will become to become divine. You can see the whole view of human changes with just that sentence. The goal of the life is to become divine. That we understand it. Our life become based on that sentence. The goal of my life is to become divine. The goal of my life is not to make a lot of money. The goal of my life is not to become number one. The goal of my life is this and that, but to become divine or pure consciousness or Godhead. So that is the goal of the life. Why should one become God if God has created us as eternal, potent parcel, serving Him, her? Okay, well, that is when I have to ask you to go to our website and understand our teachings first, because what you are saying is not what we teach. We don't teach that God created us as parcels, part 10 parcels. We say we were a part of God before this chaos. God didn't create us. We have been here forever. We are here and we will be here forever. The only thing happened, the balance in that original state was destroyed. How it was destroyed, that is a speculation. Just like asking who created God, or explain to me infinity or eternity. These are the things that have to be experienced, not explained. Now, why don't we remember we were the part of God? Just like asking a person who has amnesia, why don't you remember who you are? It's amnesia. You can't remember anything. The only time we can remember is to return and meditate and eventually experience that oneness and say, yes, this is home. Nowhere else is home. This is home. I've been there before. I know this place. It's a deja vu. So we don't believe that God created us to worship Him with no reason. We say we worship Him because we want to be concentrated on the light. We glorify Him because we want to be concentrated on the goal. Not Him is our worship, not Him is our glorification. It's good for us. It is for our spiritual progress that we concentrate on God instead of anything else in the external world. The more you pray, the more you concentrate on God, the more you meditate, the more you, you know, bring God to your life in every level and know that the goal of your life is to become divine or to turn to Godhead, the faster you will progress to going there. Of course, God said, even then, if you go by yourself, come to me by yourself, I'm not going to let you in. I'm going to send you back. Because I want you to go, understand the eternal divine path, meditate, create communities of light, sacrifice, be surrendered and submissive to my will for you, and shatter all narrowness of the mind and become universalist. Then, when everybody else coming in, you can come in with them and we are all gone. But you can have an experience of God. You can have an experience of God in this body and remember where you came from. But it's not going to stay with you. As well, even those who experience God still come back to the body and continue doing His work, because you're not going to stay there. So that Hindu and that Buddhist and that mystical people, that they think, okay, you're just like a drop and you're going to fall into the ocean and become one. How many of them made it? Some of them even go crazy with the idea, and they never really mentally, you know, stable enough to make it or see the truth, because He's not going to let them in. Only eternal divine path will let you in eventually. That's why Christ is the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. He reached full consciousness in the very beginning, but He's not going to go in until the end. He's the last person going to go in after He got everybody else in. So you have to understand our teaching. That's why we emphasize so much, go to the website, read, do understand our teaching. It's different. It's different than your belief. If nothing is created, why you worship to yourself? I didn't say nothing is created. I said God didn't create us as the essence that we are. This body is created. But what material is used to create this body is the same that has been in the universe forever. He used His own body. How did God bring the material? He goes to 7-Eleven or to a shop in a street and buy them and put human together and the universe? Where did He get the material? He used His own body. He used the consciousness and the creative forces which create the whole universe and created the external world. This external world is not the essence. It is a relative truth. That's why it decays all the time. Decadence is a part of creation. Nothing stays fresh. Nothing stays as it created forever. Because it is not absolute. It is not the essence. It is a relative creation, and that is why the decay comes to them. Now, my essence, though, is not a part of creation. My essence has been here forever. I was here, I am here, I will be here forever. That essence is not being created. Now, why we worship God? Because everything else in this universe is relative, is not the essence. And if we worship God and concentrate on the essence, we go to the essence. And that's the goal. The goal is to return back to the equilibrium, the essence, God. That's why we worship God. We glorify God. We glorify the essence of the universe, the balanced state. Yes, God created this manifested world, but God didn't create my essence. My essence has been here forever. So is God's essence. Of course, forever, again, for intellect, is impossible to fathom. What is forever? But then you experience it, you know what forever is. It's just a state of consciousness which is meaning forever. So you have to, I cannot overemphasize that you have to understand our teachings first. I know everybody comes to this room, or everybody comes to the mission, they have their own ideas, they have their own teaching, they have their own religion, they have their own culture. But God said, the whole truth will not come until this revelation. So no matter what your ideas are, what your cultures are, what are your religions are, still you cannot know the whole truth until you understand our teaching in a greater degree and realize what we teach here. Even some people who come to the mission and they read our teaching, still they have a hard time to forget about what they understand and they believe and understand the depth of teachings. That's what this conversation room is about. It's okay. We come here together and we discuss this thing in a greater degree. It's not here to say, oh, you didn't understand my teaching or anything. It's just to discuss this thing to a greater degree. So the base of our teaching is very different than teaching of many religions that they say God said everything be and there was. And that's it. And we are here to worship Him just like He needed somebody to worship Him or something. And He created this universe from nothingness. He said be and it was there. No wonder a lot of intellectual and logical people just can accept that. A God that says be and it was and there and that's it. We say no, it was there forever. Everything that we see, we touch, we smell, we taste, it's in there. Nothing has been created that has been there before. But of course, God used that essence or material to create the universe, the creation. So our teaching, something had to be understood and see how logical it is. The only thing is not logical in our teaching is explain God, eternity, and the things that intellect cannot fathom. Even there we give you a solution. You have to experience it. The rest is explained. How the creation is created, how the history has been, you know, guided to this point, how all the revelations have come from God, how the prophet of God have been prophesied to come. Many, many truths and misunderstanding is explained and resolved. How eventually the kingdom will come. Everything has been given. How even the system to help the humanity to reach full consciousness is given and everything. Everything is given. That's only a couple of things that are not explainable. It's intellect cannot fathom. But then you experience this eternity makes sense to you. You don't ask any question in eternity because you know, yes, it is possible. So, please go to our website, read our teaching first, understand it. It's okay if you don't understand it, that's fine. Come back here and we again explain it. But the base of the teaching is not that God came and said, let there be and there was. And then He didn't use any material that's already existed in the universe. No, the essence, the consciousness and three creative forces have been in the universe forever. They were in the balanced state. There was no disturbance in them. Everything was in absolute, pure joy and ananda. And somehow that balanced state was disturbed. And because of that, everything went to chaos. And if you read the Bible, the first sentence that starts with is that there was a chaos and the darkness in the universe. What was before that darkness? What was before that chaos? Probably there was no chaos and darkness. It was absolute equilibrium and oneness and no separation. So if you understand that, we understand God created the whole this universe to guide man to return to the state that the universe was before that chaos and darkness, to that equilibrium state of unity, no separation, essence. That is not created. That has been here, is here, will be here forever. And science is closer to understanding this than ever before. Our explanation and teaching even is scientific. Even a science can understand it. A scientist can understand it. Because there is a unified essence that everything has been created from. And that is consciousness and the two creative forces. Of course, if scientists go that far and call that God, they're not scientists anymore. They become a mystic. They have experienced God, at least intellectually. So this is absolutely different explanation from many present religion, and it makes sense. Because they weren't supposed to know these things until this revelation come. Not even a logical person can read and understand this teaching and say, yeah, it makes sense, it's logical. The only thing I have to do is meditate and experience eternity, God, forever, and all those things that cannot, intellect cannot fathom. So that is why we worship God. We worship God to pull ourselves out of Maya, to pull ourselves from this external world, to concentrate on light. We are in darkness. This world is dark. And the light shines in the darkness, and a lot of humans, they comprehend it not. This is to heal them. This is to direct them to turn around. Close your eyes. Instead of letting your energy and light go out to external world, close your eyes. The moment you close your eyes, you are turning around from this external world to the internal world, and you will start seeing greater things that this external world offers you. And eventually, when you felt that oneness with God, you indeed are baptized with the Spirit of God, and you become divine. You become a source of knowledge and beauty and truth for the rest of humanity. You become a spark of light. You become a part of the body. You have indeed experienced the Spirit. That is true baptism. That is true turning around to God. Baptism means to turn around. A lot of people going to the world. The world, of course, absolutely take them and destroy their spirit. And after all, they even don't feel a spirit exists. For them, God does not exist. Actually, consciousness becomes flesh. Becomes so crucified that it's no longer a consciousness, but it's a fleshly consciousness. So this mission is a call to turn around, to be baptized, to be healed with this truth, to throw all the dogmas and everybody else who is in your way out, to go to God. Don't be attached to your religion, your culture, your preachers. Be only attached to God. And then come and let us come together to help to bring the kingdom of God on earth and create an environment that eventually peace will come to every human, and we will put all the destructive tendencies and tools away. It is then the lions and the sheep will lay side by side. Of course, lions are the people who are the rulers and the leaders, and the sheep are those that are mixed, which will inherit the earth. And that is when the kingdom of God indeed will be on earth. So don't concentrate on what's happening now. Don't worry about the destruction wars, rumors of wars. Concentrate on this teaching, this revelation, reach out. The sooner we can make humanity see that, the sooner we can make them realize their ego is the destructive tendencies that exist on earth, the sooner we can make them realize that there is no separation between them and the rest of humanity, the sooner we can make them, by killing others, we're killing ourselves, we are destroying ourselves. The sooner we can see the history, nobody is really the conqueror or eventually is the winner. Even the winner will be won eventually. We will understand the God's way, and we understand the how the universe works. There is a law, it's called the law of karma. There is a law set up on this universe that your action will have a reaction. It's not a joke. It's not something that a philosopher sat down and created it. It is the truth. Who kills will be killed. Who will destroy will be destroyed. The sooner humanity understands this thing in a deeper level and really believe in it, overcome their religion and attachment with their cultures and gender and this and that, the sooner they will become one. But of course, I don't hold my breath. Humanity still is way divided from each other. Harinama is asking, how did you become bona fide to teach? I suppose you have not been in our website? I can see that clearly, that you have not been in our teaching, you have not read our teaching, have not seen the prophecies fulfilled, you have not seen our teaching is based on the Word of God, you have not seen that God has been prophesied this teaching will come. And when this teaching will come, the truth will be revealed to humanity in the greatest degree, and it has. Harinama. And when this teaching comes, of course, the elects are there. Those who have been meditating and progressing for many lifetimes will see it clearly. These words become the word of the soul. Well, if you want to hear directly from me, Harinama, it's going to probably take 7 years to explain everything to you. It usually takes 7 years for a person to completely fathom our teachings if they are sincere and they really work hard on it. It's the same thing. Many people come in other rooms and ask the same thing. Just tell me in 2 sentences, you know, tell me in 5 minutes what is this mission is all about. In a very short sentences, this is the revelation that is foretold to come at the end time, which will unify all religions of the world. It's the seventh seal that will reveal the whole truth, and it will come by a person who is from the genealogy of the King David, and it will unify humanity and bring the greatest truth ever, and the kingdom will come through these teachings. That is the shortest I can tell you. But if you really want to know all these claims are true, you have to put effort, you have to seek, you have to ask, you have to knock, you have to be a seeker. Your heart has to be open, and you have no culture, no religion, no attachment to anything that you knew before, or at least open to change and understand a new realization. If you hold in your culture, your teaching, your understanding, your realization, then there's going to be a conflict. between this teaching and what you believe, and eventually either this wins or your ideas win. But your ideas cannot be from God, because it's not prophesied it's going to come the way you think it is. But our ideas is the truth, because it is being prophesied to come. What about American culture? Just kidding. Can you explain more? Of course, American wants everybody to become like Americans, follow their culture. Osama bin Laden wants everybody to follow his culture. Just kidding. You want to continue? So it is not surprising. The only difference is American have more power, so you know they can impose their culture a little more easier than other people, and some other people don't have that, so they resort to, you know, terrorism and other things. Oh, I see. Okay. I got the PM that, since I was talking about the instant result, just kidding, said like Americans. Okay. Yeah, sure. Yeah, well, here, you know, everything is instant. You get coffee instant, you can, you know, go to bank in the window. Everything is provided to as much, you know, humanly comfortable as possible. So you're right. So that is what I see. But not all the causes like that. But even that is not bad. If we can create human comfortable, and they have comfortable place to meditate and awaken their spiritual forces, that's great. We are not against comfort and, you know, creating a life that people can have more time. That's fine. You know, probably that's part of, you know, American culture is good. I'm more interested on how you talk with God. That is, Harinama is asking. Now, how do I talk to God? Well, it is not that you can talk to God, that God sits in front of the in the other side of the table and you guys have a chat, but it is a heart-to-heart revelation. And also, God doesn't just talk to anybody, you know. He prophesies for a long time of coming of a revelation. And when that prophecy is fulfilled and that individual comes, God reveals the truth to the heart and the mind of that person, and that person can bring the truth to humanity. Such persons in the history have been people like Prophet Muhammad, Christ, Moses, Abraham, Adam, and many, many others. Of course, in a lower level, a spirit or God talks to a lot of people for their problem. Even in psychology, we know if you have a problem, you have dreams, that in dream, usually a spirit tries to give you the solution of your psychological or individual problem. Actually, there was a practice that I used to do when I was in high school, and that is when you have a dream, you wake up and you write your dream, and then you break that dream to parts and start analyzing what that dream was, and eventually you can come up with some conclusion why you have that dream and that psychological thing that's trying to tell you. So in a sense, everybody receives some understanding of the life and an individual thing, or some spiritual progress or understanding. But revelations like this doesn't come to everybody. They are prophesied, and the revelation comes with a very clear sign that this person have the authority. This person has been chosen to bring you the Word of God in the highest level possible. So the closest thing probably you can find is what is in Arabic language they call wahy. And if you understand what that means, it is not a word, it's not a talking or discussion or voice, it is a complete understanding and realization and knowing the truth, and you completely understand that what received is absolutely correct and has truth in it. So that is how I talk to God. Okay, if there is no more question, please go to our website again. We encourage all of you, go and prove it to yourself. I don't have to prove it to you at all. I prove it to myself, and that's enough. That was a lot of work. Now, if I want to prove it to yourself, that's going to be a lot of work too. I don't want to put that much effort on work. So you have to go and prove it to yourself, this truth. This conversation usually are posted in our website a couple of hours later. If you want to go, you can listen to it, download them, and listen to them again and again. Or they are in MP3 also. You can just put it in your MP3 player and take it with you wherever you want. And of course, just kidding, usually take them and post them in his streaming audio, and you can also go there and listen, of course. And so there's two lists. One is in the website. Are you still doing it? Just kidding. Are you putting them up? Just say yes or no. I know if they can go and listen there. And anyway, you can find it in the website, and you can download them. You can take them with you and listen to them, and reach out to humanity and let everybody know about this. Yes. Okay. Great. So you can go also. You know, the connection to his streaming audio and video also are in the website, and you can go there and listen to them also. I leave you all to God. Again, these are the bread of the Spirit. Be baptized with the Spirit of God and become a light for the earth and for humanity and the universe. Shalom.